D-Mace, Vingen, and Donick, 102.5. The game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingen here with you. Vanderbilt mollywops Kentucky last night at Memorial Gym, 80-55. And to talk about it with us, let's go to our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Vanderbilt guard Tyler Tanner, 19 points, 5 assists, 4 rebounds, 4 steals last night against the Wildcats. Tanner, thank you for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Thank you so much for joining us. So, as I mentioned, big win last night, a big win earlier this week against Mississippi State. So your team has bounced back from its 3-game losing streak by winning those back-to-back blowouts. When you analyzed those 3 consecutive losses, what were the main areas of focus, of concern, and how have you worked to fix those in these past 2 games?
Yeah, we spent a good amount of time reflecting on those losses and trying to learn from the bad things we did and replicate the good things that we did even in those losses. But the main thing that we got back to was just being us and playing the brand of basketball that we had been playing for the 16 games before that. And we're confident that if we play our basketball and we stick together throughout the game, that we can beat anybody.
Tyler, your stock has risen significantly since the start of the season. ESPN.com published a list today of the top 50 players in college basketball, and you were number 17 on that list. And I know that you have bigger goals, team goals, but what has it been like for you to receive that level of recognition?
Yeah, it's a lot of blessings. There's so many blessings that I've gotten this year from my team and from everybody around me. I don't pay a ton of attention to that type of stuff because, like you said, I am more worried about what my team is doing right now and continuing to be successful on the team level. But a lot of blessings. I'm very thankful for the recognition when I do get it.
We talk with Tyler Tanner, sophomore guard at Vanderbilt, and a proud Brentwood individual. So I'm sure, they're all proud of you, Tanner. I look at that game, and we talked about that game a lot, the Memphis game, and how physical that game was and how they allowed y'all to play it. What did y'all come out of that game thinking about and realizing about yourselves?
Yeah, that was a great road test for us. Obviously going into into Memphis and winning is difficult, but like you said, physical game, some good players on that team that got us prepared for how physical the SEC was going to be. But it showed us that we can be a physical team too. We can be that team that punches first. That's a slogan that we go by every game now. So that just gives us confidence to try to be the people who punks the other team.
Now, you guys had a big win last night. Were you surprised at how big the crowd was? Because a good friend of mine went there, went to the game, and he said, man, because I thought it was going to be a light crowd because of the weather, but he said, man, they mm-hmm. showed up and they were loud. So how much did you guys feed off that?
Yeah, Memorial Magic is a real thing. I didn't fully expect it to be that packed either, so it was great coming out there during warm-ups and coming out for the game and seeing, all the Vanderbilt fans that were there and even the Kentucky fans. Just having that atmosphere of people cheering and people booing, sometimes just feeding off that energy and that adrenaline and being able to play a good game because of it.
We're talking to Tyler Tanner, point guard for the Vanderbilt Commodores. Big win last night over Kentucky. And Tyler is a guy that played there a long, long time ago. I know that there's no more fun team in America to beat than Kentucky. And I say that as a compliment to Kentucky because they have amazing fans. But beating them is a really good feeling. So congratulations on that W last night. I want to ask you about the mentality you had going in last night without Duke Miles, knowing that you were going to have to run the point for most, if not all, of the night. You're still missing Frankie Collins. And you managed to stay out there, stay efficient, and not get in foul trouble. So what was the mindset?
Yes, sir. I knew it was going to be a task for me without missing Frankie and Duke, because those are two, veteran guys that are really, really good, and they help us out in so many ways. But I took that challenge. Obviously, I would rather those two guys be out there with me, but at the end of the day, we had to win that game. And so I took that challenge. I would do anything that game to win, whether it was defense, offense, passing, scoring, whatever it was. And our whole team, all the guys who did play and dress out last night, they stepped up because of that lack of Duke and Frankie. But I think the biggest thing was that we all just stayed together, and whoever is out there for us is going to make it happen.
One thing that everybody's noticed in your game, Tyler, how much you've improved from last year to this year, but in particular, your outside shot. I'm going to guess you've always seen yourself as a really good shooter, but what do you think the key was to knocking those extra shots down from the outside this year as opposed to last year? What'd you work on?
Yeah, honestly, it was just a bunch of reps. I didn't change any of my mechanics or anything in my jump shot. I now just have a good amount more belief in myself. And that comes from my teammates believing in me and telling me, like, you're a great shooter, just believe that, and my coaches. But when you put in so many reps, it's you don't want to sell yourself short, and you want to believe in yourself. And now that confidence allows me to shoot it at a higher clip and go out there and be confident.
What do you think that you've learned the most from Mark Byington? I enjoy watching how you guys really work the defense. You get matchups. It seems like you're able to create switches and create the best possible matchups to attack. So what do you think you've learned most sort of about the way the game is played since you've been there and playing for Coach Byington?
Yeah, I've learned a lot. Even in just this year alone, obviously as a freshman, I was just soaking up all the information I could. Like, I learned a ton last year, but even just since this season started, I think I've learned a lot from Coach, and just ball screen reads and how to attack those switches. Like you said, like, if there's a weaker defender, he'll put a set on the court for us to get somebody the switch that we need, whether it's me and a big or vice versa with a big with a guard on them. But yeah, there's so many things. I couldn't name all of them that Coach has taught me, so I'm very thankful.
I first saw you play, Tyler, in the sixth grade. It's one of the reasons I think my son is a baseball player now and not a basketball player. You guys were really good back then. So I know you've been in Nashville for a long time. I'm curious, as you grew up in this area and you watched the Vanderbilt program, what drew you to that program in particular? Because it's always cool when you have a local kid that decides to stay in Nashville and play for Vanderbilt.
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, obviously the SEC is now debatably the best league in the country for college basketball. So that was definitely a big factor in why I chose Vanderbilt, because it was my only high major / SEC offer at the time. And also just it being local, like, I get to have so many friends come to my games, so many family members. And that support really helps me, because I know I can't do it alone. I always give credit to those people around me. And that support has been very crucial for me.
How crazy has it been the last few days? We've all gone through the same thing with the weather. I know south of town, Derek can tell you, right? He's got his own story. But so what was it like for your family and some of the students, right, just dealing with this weather the last couple of days?
Yeah, so my parents have had power. Nothing's been too bad for them. My sister, who lives in town, she lost power, so she ended up coming to stay at my parents' house as well. But, I mean, I know they enjoyed that, being able to spend time together, kind of just locked down in the house. And then students, we haven't had class all week because people have been struggling to get to classes, and it's cold. There's ice everywhere. But as far as people close to me, nobody's been injured or anything, and nothing too bad has happened. So that's a blessing for sure.
I'm curious about the chemistry on the team, Tyler, in this day and age of college sports. We know there's a big turnover. You've got Tyler Nickel back from last year, Devin McLaughlin. You three are the guys that are sort of leading the way. But you got all these new guys that are blending. You guys seem to really enjoy playing with one another. How do you guys mesh so easily?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that go into that. First being the type of guys that Coach B and our assistants recruited, because it makes it a lot easier when you have a bunch of people who believe in the same things and treat each other the same way. Like, every person on our team is unselfish and cares more about the team than themselves. So that's a first step. And then from there, bonding activities. I mean, we went to Vegas this summer. We did some UFC stuff. We've done some bowling, some top golf, everything. So it's not a forced chemistry that we have. It's very natural. That comes from just us spending time around each other, and it's easier whenever you have that high caliber of guys on our team.
You've been in Nashville in the area long enough to remember when Vanderbilt Athletics wasn't collectively doing as well with all the sports. What's it like on campus now, watching what the football team's doing, watching what the baseball team does? The women's team is doing so well. What's that feeling like when you're around each other?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, I give a lot of credit to all the sports success on the student body because they're so supportive. And whenever teams are winning and there's a good energy about it, it makes students want to be around those games and come to those games and support and talk to the athletes and everything like that. So it's definitely been a change from before when, I mean, athletics was struggling at Vanderbilt. They were kind of the punching bag of the SEC is what some people say. So now being able to kind of flip that script and still be underdogs and keep that as a fueling factor for us. But it's been very fun for the buzz around campus and the support that we get from everybody.
All right, here's my last one, then I'll throw it back to the other guys here. The step back three last night, you got to tell us about that one. That was fun. It's always good when you catch a guy leaning back a little bit. He lost his balance and you nail it. It kind of was a dagger at the beginning of that second half to sort of set the tone. So tell me about that move. How much do you practice some of these reps where you read the defense and the step backs there?
Yeah, a lot of those moves that I'm making in the game are just reading, you know, how my defender reacts to a certain move. Like there's a couple moves in that sequence where I was just testing to see where my defender was going to jump, where his feet would be at or where his body weight was shifted. But like I said, like so many reps in the gym, me and my trainer, Spencer Richardson, we always like to put myself in game situations so that when I get to the game, I have that confidence because I repped it out so many times. So we're not always working on specific moves. Sometimes it's just like you saw on that play, it's just kind of like put myself in a situation and make it work. So I give a lot of credit to him and the reps that we put in for that.
Tyler Tanner has been our guest on D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick. The Commodores are back in action this weekend at Ole Miss. Tanner, again, thank you so much. Tyler, excuse me. Thank you so much for your time. Good luck this weekend against Ole Miss.
Thank you, guys. Y'all have a good one.
You as well.